It looks like congressional reform of how agencies buy technology won't happen. Industry experts hold little hope that any of the multiple bills attempting to fix long-standing problems with IT acquisition will pass before the end of the year. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, is here with details on why the pessimism. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so why the pessimism?
Why the pessimism? I think there's two reasons for the growing doubt. The first is because, you know, the congressional calendar is pretty small. It's short. Lawmakers are going to be around for about 2 weeks in September. That's both the House and the Senate together on Capitol Hill. Then, of course, there's that big old election in November, which means lawmakers will leave D.C. to go back to campaign sometime in early to mid-October. And then there's that lame duck session in December. And there's a lot of other things that are happening as well. We can name a few. And as you can tell, there's not a lot of time. Both chambers are in town, and IT just is not raising to that level of the most important thing. The second reason is more typical, says Trey Hodgkins, the senior vice president for public sector at the IT Alliance for Public Sector.
The most significant impasse is how do these authorities apply at DOD and, you know, determining how to make that work in a way that is satisfactory to the Armed Services Committees while it's also satisfactory to the committee's oversight and then the Government Affairs Committees in the House and Senate. So there's some conversations going on. They're trying to resolve it. I think the most viable legislative path forward is as part of the defense process, the defense bill process. But it has to reach a point of resolution, because last year you had some differences of opinion, and the way the process worked out, it fell out of the final bill.
Now, the authorities under debate here specifically focus on agency chief information officers. The version of the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, or FITARA, that the House passed is very different than the marked-up version that the Senate did in the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, and both of them are much more different than the simple provision in the Defense Authorization Bill that actually applies only to the DOD Chief Information Officer, and that would create an Undersecretary for Management, which would bring both the CIO role and the Deputy Chief Management Officer role underneath that new Undersecretary. So there's three different elements going on here, and none are nearly, you know, close together. Now, Hodgkin says ITAP supports a lot of what FITARA wants to do, as well as the change Senator Carl Levin authored in the Defense Authorization Bill to change the role of the Defense Department's CIO. But he says the provision changing the DOD CIO is the one that's most likely to get through Congress, because it is included in that defense bill and doesn't really need anyone else's approval, so to speak. Now, IT acquisition reform instead may be a next year event for Congress.
I think a lot of people are pinning their hopes on and are very optimistic about the HASS process. It was a similar process that matured to become the wholesale review that occurred in the 90s and led to Clinger-Cohen and FASA specifically, but a lot of other game-changing acquisition reforms of that era. And so I think a lot of people are focused on that as sort of the strategic view of getting to the root problems and trying to address them.
Now, Hodgkin says the joint effort by the House and Senate Armed Services Committee members are looking at the DOD acquisition reforms, and the results from that likely will bleed over into the civilian world. I mean, what we see many times is what happens in DOD comes to the civilian world 6 to 12 months later. Now, ITAPS actually is more confident on the efforts by the Office of Management and Budget around IT reform. They announced that as part of their smart IT delivery agenda. One of those efforts is the Tech FAR, or the Tech Federal Acquisition Regulations, which is an effort by the Office of Federal Procurement Policy to kind of bring all the tech provisions together in one place to make it easier to use. And they're also saying that the workforce area around training program managers is something else that they have a lot of high hopes for.
Is the organization, though, looking to Congress to do something by the end of the year?
Well, Congress has to do something by October 1st. We know that. That's called the budget, right? The House passed about 7 of 12 spending bills. The Senate has been less active so far, approving no appropriations bills for 2015. Hodgkin says ITAPS is expecting about a 2.5-month continuing resolution to begin fiscal 2015 and get the government through the elections.
MILCON would be the vehicle for a CR, and MILCON would also be the vehicle for an omnibus, which is what I think the current thinking is. They would come back from the elections and work on an omnibus. The speculative part about this is that there's certainly a plausible scenario that the Republicans take the Senate, they decide that they don't want to advance something, and they block passage of a bill. They try to get passage of an additional CR in early January, and then they come back and you have two Republican-controlled chambers that could pass a different bill, different omnibus, and send it to the president. You know, at this point in time, I don't. That's still certainly a possibility given the electoral outcomes.
Now, Hodgkin says the likelihood of an omnibus spending bill for 2015 is strong, and if Congress can get its act together by January or February at the latest, that would really give agencies and contractors about 8 or 9 months to really plan and spend their budgets, which is much better than what they've been doing over the last few years, which is giving agencies, you know, 4, 5, 6 months to do their budgets, and that's when you see mistakes and problems. The one big issue ITAP sees on the horizon, however, is the return of sequestration in 2016 and beyond. Hodgkin's echoed a lot of what other experts have been saying, which is, you know, basically Congress has no desire, no stomach to end sequestration. So vendors and agencies are preparing now for the expected cuts that potentially are coming in 2016 and beyond.
We are speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. I got to tell you, this sounds like a serial novel sometimes. So if Congress is not getting a lot done, what is ITAPS watching closely at the agency level?
Well, I think there's several efforts that are really both exciting and of concern. I think we mentioned the OMB's IT acquisition reform initiatives, but there's several other things around the acquisition process as well. One of them is the supply chain cybersecurity. Now, if you remember, the Defense Department and the General Services Administration issued kind of recommendations, best practices to improve the security of IT hardware and software and more broadly acquisition back in January as part of President Obama's cyber executive order. Erica McCann is a manager of federal procurement at ITAPS. She says GSA is looking at the Alliant 2 government-wide acquisition contract as a way to test out some of those concepts outlined in the document.
So they sort of see this as a way to, how do we put our words on paper into action? And so ultimately, this is a good way to figure out if is what we're promoting the best way to prevent a supply chain risk or cybersecurity risk at the first gate in the whole line of process, which is the acquisition. And so it's a good way to test it. I think industry is still trying to figure out, you know, this isn't finalized, so we're cautious about how it gets tested and what that's going to mean for the companies who are on that contract. So that's why we continue to talk with them.
So the Alliant 2 is just in the very beginning process of the planning stages, but this is when, you know, industry and agencies really start paying attention to what's going to be in the potential RFP and the final contract, which is probably still a few years out.
Quick question, Jason, you move on, is will Alliant 2 have large business, you know, small business and large business pieces?
I'm not sure if they know exactly what their plan is yet, but I would imagine with the success of both the Alliant and the Alliant Small Business, you know, this talking about the current contract, I could not imagine them changing so much where they wouldn't have a small business part of Alliant.
Okay.
So DOD is another piece of the cyber supply chain that ITAPS is closely watching. They're implementing Section 818 of the Defense Authorization Bill by 2013 that kind of focuses on counterfeit electronic parts. So obviously that's another big area. There's one part about this cyber supply chain that ITAPS really wants agencies and the government really to take a broader view of is how the cybersecurity of, you know, hardware and software applies to mission area, meaning what are the biggest risks? And one example is if this chip fails and everything is a problem, then that's a big risk. But if this other part is, if that fails, it's not that big of a problem. Can they ask vendors only to address the biggest risks? So I think that's something we're all going to watch over the next year or so. A third area that I think they're watching closely is around how agencies are bringing IT talent in to work on projects. And we're talking about things like GSA's 18 and F and the Health and Human Services Department's The Buyers Club, to name just two of those. McCann says the FAR already gives contracting officers and program managers flexibility to do agile or iterative IT development. So that's why they're watching these offices closely, because there is some concern. Hodgkin says that concern is about whether AT&F or the Buyers Club will encroach on industry opportunities.
We have had conversations with them about what their intents are. We know, for example, that AT&F intends to expand. They want to position staff in every office where GSA has a regional office. They want to, you know, make these capabilities broadly available. They want to incorporate the skills that can be brought to bear through the Presidential Fellows Program. So they've shared some high-level objectives that they've established for themselves. But there's some things that are not as clear about how all this works together and how does that work in the context of a public sector market where companies are already competing to do some of the same things. Those are the things that are not as clear.
Now, I know we've talked a lot about GSA's AT&F, which is their innovation hub. The Buyers Club is something that's growing in a similar way over at the Health and Human Services Department, led by their CTO, Brian Civic. And basically, the idea there is to give contracting officers some help, some guidance on how to buy technology differently, and then maybe even set up some pilot attempts to say, okay, how can HHS be more innovative and agile in how they buy technology.
So the Buyers Club doesn't mean you have to go and buy two of everything in the large size.
Exactly. There's no Sam's Club or a Costco or anything like that. It's just, I think it's just a name. And let's be clear, there's no Dallas Buyers Club either. So, you know, we don't want to go down that path with the folks at HHS.
Heck no.
So the last two things I'll just bring up real quick that ITAPS is really paying close attention to is strategic sourcing and how it affects large and small businesses, and GSA's continuous improvement efforts, specifically around the schedules and the government-wide acquisition contracts. So there's a lot going on internally, you know, within the government. The Congress, not so much.
It's almost like cybersecurity. With no legislation, the industry and the government and the executive branch kind of find a way, as they did toward this continuous diagnostics and monitoring, without a change in the law. They found a way to authorize it, and so maybe that'll happen with procurement.
And I think that's becoming really the trend across what you see on these complicated issues that, though they don't rise to the level of Congress, meaning that they know it's important, but there's not enough momentum behind it. I think the executive branches, and we've seen this, I think, over the last few, you know, not just the 5 years of the Obama administration, but really during the Bush administration, too, with a lot of memos and executive orders and such, really to get it done that way. Because as we've talked about many times, I mean, the dysfunction of Congress, you can't stop what you're doing because Congress can't get their job done.
Yeah, it's not that it doesn't rise to Congress, it's that Congress doesn't rise to it.
Right. I mean, there's no political gain from changing federal IT or improving cybersecurity until that one big event happens. And fortunately, I think for the government, that one big event hasn't happened yet. But then again, Congress is not moving very quickly on those key issues either.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Find his report at federalnewsradio.com. Thanks, Jason.
My pleasure.